Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is December 8, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Fujitsu, Zippin team up to offer checkout free solutions in Japan. Tabby raises $23 million MLN in new funding round. MasterCard, transport for NSW to bring contactless payments to transport users in Australia. Stocard selects Morewand for issuing and BIN sponsorship services. APEXX Global, Air Seychelles partner to increase transaction efficiency and boost conversion rates. Payoneer unveils payment orchestration platform for e-commerce merchants. Dubai launches the UPN payments platform to facilitate cashless transactions. Worldline and PayMyTuition enable more payment options for students across 5 continents. Paydeck partners with Thunes for more payment options and expansion in emerging markets. Now let's get started. Fujitsu, Zippin team up to offer checkout free solutions in Japan. Fujitsu and Zippin have teamed up to offer checkout-free solutions in Japan. Fujitsu will start offering Zippin's checkout-free solution by March 2021 with the aim of creating a new AI smart store business for the micro market. The companies are considering future expansions in geographical areas outside of Japan. The agreement was concluded after a successful field trial Fujitsu and Zippin conducted with the Lawson convenience store chain in Japan earlier in 2020. The partnership enables Fujitsu to build a new retail solution by September 2021, leveraging Zippin's checkout-free SaaS platform, with a focus on cashier-free, cashless operations to save staff time. The solution's features may include identity verification with multi-biometric authentication. Tabby raises $23 million MLN in new funding round. UAE-based Buy Now Pay Later solution provider Tabby has raised $23 million from a range of investors, including Mubadala Capital. The funding will be used to aid the company as it expands its user base and alliances with retailers. Founded in 2019, Tabby partners with retailers to offer customers the option to defer payments for their purchases for up to 30 days or to pay in 4 equal monthly installments. Customers are able to use the service across more than 500 integrated merchants, including brands like IKEA, Toys R Us, and Ace Hardware. As part of its recent expansion, Tabby has partnered with Landmark Group, a UAE-based retail and hospitality conglomerate, to offer customers the ability to pay in installments across all of the group's retail brands. MasterCard, transport for NSW to bring contactless payments to transport users in Australia. MasterCard and the Transportation Authority for the State of New South Wales in Australia have partnered to deliver a trial of the Opal digital card to transport users. MasterCard's solution gives transit agencies the ability to design, develop, and deploy customized prepaid digital payment solutions, delivering contactless transit payments to riders. Transport for NSW customers can benefit from a prepaid digital wallet that allows them to tap and go on all forms of public transport across the state of New South Wales using their mobile or wearable device with Apple Pay and Samsung Pay. Google Pay functionality will also be made available. MasterCard worked with its partners at the Commonwealth Bank of Australia and EML Payments to bring the Opal digital card pilot. Stocard selects Morewand for issuing and BIN sponsorship services. Morewand has announced that it has been selected by Germany-based fintech Stocard for issuing and BIN sponsorship services in the UK, France, Germany, Netherlands and Italy. Stocard allows consumers to manage all loyalty cards, coupons and offers from their favorite brands in one app and save money with every purchase. With over 50 million customers globally, Stocard is looking to offer this end-to-end experience in additional European markets. By partnering with Morewand to provide a virtual card linked to its mobile wallet, Stocard users can have the best of both worlds. Stocard is using Morewand's e-money license to issue its virtual debit card, powered by MasterCard, and Global Processing Services as the issuer processor for all transactions. The virtual card is accessible to Stocard's mobile wallet. Android users have access to the virtual card directly in the Stocard app through Host Card Emulation, HCE, technology. For iOS devices, Stocard supports Apple Pay. APEXX Global, Air Seychelles partner to increase transaction efficiency and boost conversion rates. APEXX Global has partnered with Air Seychelles to provide a global payments solution and boost conversion rates. According to the press release, the partnership will boost the efficiency of cross-border transactions and increase conversion rates for the national airline. APEXX combines acquirers, gateways, shopping carts, and alternative payment methods into a single API connection. Moreover, through the Global Payments Gateway, APEXX will ensure that transactions can be processed quickly and securely through a single integration. This provides flexibility and connects Air Seychelles to all relevant payment suppliers. With its merchants first strategy, APEXX negotiates rates with acquirers and PSPs to achieve the best pricing on all products. This is in addition to direct currency conversion, multi-currency pricing, fraud management and local payout products. This works to optimize global transactions and boost acceptance rates, ultimately optimizing revenue generation. Payoneer unveils payment orchestration platform for e-commerce merchants. Payoneer has revealed that its new payment orchestration platform is available for e-commerce merchants across Asia-Pacific. This platform is aimed at merchants that are looking to accept international payments through multiple providers. Payoneer's payment orchestration platform serves as a technical layer that provides the merchant with a single integration to the best payment providers, payment methods, and risk solutions in every region. This allows merchants in Asia to create their cross-border payment setup, take control and gain transparency into their payment data. By customizing their payment setup, merchants meet the specific needs of their consumers, according to local preferences and user experience norms. In addition, the company's platform provides merchants with access to its network of over 100 global partners, consisting of global, regional, and local payment providers and methods, as well as fraud prevention providers. Also, Payoneer brings a suite of features including smart routing, common tokens, retry logic, consolidated reconciliation file, and PSD2 optimization. Dubai launches the UPN payments platform to facilitate cashless transactions. Dubai has launched the Unified Payments Network, UPN, a payments platform aimed at bringing together all payment service providers as well as the unbanked and underbanked merchants to facilitate cashless transactions. Merchants will now be able to engage in cashless transactions via UPN, with the ability to configure the payment acceptance channels on the go. UPN's digital settlement account will also enable them to accept all types of payments in one digital account. The platform provides an end-to-end digital payment acceptance solution capable of processing any digital payment, including micropayments and card-to-wallet transactions, locally or internationally issued. UPN is also hosting services from all local and international payment cards, wallet payment service providers, payment acquirers, banks, exchanges, as well as remittance houses, including Mashreq Bank, First Abu Dhabi Bank, Royal Cloud Payments, Network International, Etisalat, Al-Fardan Exchange, Instant Cash, PaySky, and PayBuy. Worldline and PayMyTuition enable more payment options for students across 5 continents. Worldline has partnered with PayMyTuition to simplify payments for international students and the universities they attend. According to the press release, using Worldline's localized payment offerings, Canada-based PayMyTuition has expanded on the payment methods it offers to its 600-plus educational partners, giving them the ability to accept bank transfers across 5 continents, a preferred payment method for many demographics. As a result, international students will no longer be limited by payment options when it comes to choosing a college or university to attend, and students from more than 35 countries have already taken advantage of the ability to pay their tuition via bank transfers, including Australia, Hong Kong, Russia, France, Japan, the Netherlands, and Mexico. PayMyTuition chose to partner with Worldline as secure and frictionless global payment processing is central to its customer experience. Worldline's leadership in PSD2 compliance, extensive suite of payment options, and effortless integration processes therefore made it an ideal partner when it came to the company's payment process. PayMyTuition is a provider of technology-driven global payment processing solutions for tuition payments. Worldline provides its services through Ingenico, which has been part of Worldline since October 2020. Paydeck partners with Thunes for more payment options and expansion in emerging markets. UK-based payments company Paydeck has announced a partnership with global payments network Thunes to provide customers payment options and a broader international reach, specifically in emerging markets. The Paydeck platform supports a large global base of corporate and individual customers in processing payments to over 160 countries. These customers, such as website designers, independent freelancers, and payroll companies, can now pay workers, suppliers, and partners fast and reliably. Through Thunes' global partner network and technological capabilities, the tie-up will enable local currency payments, which will expand the breadth, speed, and processing efficiency of Paydeck services, all of which is critical for business continuity. More than 80 additional countries are expected to join Paydeck's payment network following this partnership with Thunes. The increase in global coverage will include countries across Europe, Latin America, Africa, and Asia, providing opportunities for SMBs to expand their market reach. Thunes is a B2B cross-border payments network that enables corporates and financial institutions to move funds and provide financial services in emerging markets. Their global platform connects mobile wallet providers, banks, technology companies, and money transfer operators in more than 100 countries and 60 currencies. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.